This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's Charlene and Ellie here from the Home or Drink podcast, and sometimes we tend to compare our lives to others.
I know social media definitely does that for me. You also hear the phrase, comparison is the thief of joy, and it is so true. Therapy can help you focus on what you want instead of what others have, so you can start living your best life.
I don't know how many times I've said therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
I literally, every dilemma comes in. There's nothing that you can't go to therapy for. Like, it just can help every problem you have.
There's no specific one thing that you have to go for.
Yeah, and I think people think you only have to go for like these huge dramatic things in your life, but it can be just comparing yourself online. True. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Our listeners can get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/HMD. That's betterhelp.com/HMD. Go loud. Welcome to Home or Drink Extra Juice. This is our bonus episode where we get to be a little bit looser, say a little bit more... I always read this wrong. A little bit more less restricted stuff than our main episode.
Yeah.
This week's episode is sponsored by Primark or Pennies, which has launched its fourth collection with international superstar and style icon Rita Ora for summer 2024.
And friend of the podcast.
And friend of me, you know. I'll just text her now and tell her we're talking about her again.
I love it. It's festival season, so this collection has the perfect pieces to embrace and focus on high summer festival styles with big ruffles, sheer dresses and statement accessories. They have gorgeous stuff.
Mm-hmm. Them little ruffle hot pants.
I really think this is the nicest collection Rita Ora's brought out with
me. I agree.
I love it.
I love festival clothes in general though as well.
But it's like festival, but it's also like you can wear it to something else and like...
Yeah. It reminds me of like if you're looking for something for any event in summer.
You can get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a barbecue, concert, festival, everything.
It's fab.
And the boots and all.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Love.
The range is inspired by the iconic boho chic look and has been designed to be effortless and freeing with delicate tops, light fabrics and soft floral embroidery.
You can check out the Rita Ora Summer 24 collection in your nearest Penny's or Primark store now.
So in this episode... The bonus episode, we do a little bit different topics.
We like to be bitches.
We like to be bitches, yeah. I saw actually Tanit and Brooke talking about how that whenever they like talk about any or angry about anything that they get labelled as like mean girls.
Are you not allowed to be angry at things?
I don't think you are as a woman.
Publicly?
No.
No.
Then you're a bitch.
Yeah, you have to bottle it all up.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
But Rant of the Week is where we get to lose all of them. Ideas.
Yeah.
And give out about something that's happened to us, that we've seen, that we've done, anything that is a first world problem, anything that has pissed us off.
Something that just boils your blood a little bit.
Something that just makes you, or even something
it's so
that makes you
minor,
like
yeah.
Just shut up.
Yeah.
We also ask if you want to send in your rants to vent to us, if there's anything that has annoyed you this week. Anything at all. Except for us. Don't tell us that.
I love hearing rants and just going, oh, yeah.
So relatable. But yeah, we're going to get into ours. So mine is when men. No, mine is when men. So girls do anything online or like anything in person or like there's something about women or like maybe International Women's Day and men will comment to me like, what about men?
What about us?
What about men, International Men's Day?
Yeah.
And there was the reason I thought of this was their comment on my video. I was talking about exposing men or whatever, and he was like, well, why don't men just expose? I actually get the exact comment. Like, they just can't ever let us have. But I don't. Just let us have. I'm not even trying to gatekeep anything, but just like, stop.
Is it that they always kind of want to make it back on themselves?
Yeah. So the caption of mine is, I'm living for this calling out shitty men era so much that I has been considering doing a Brooke Schofield on it and making a 13-part story time. And he goes, should call out shitty women as well.
All right.
Yeah, you can do that. And someone commented going, you're more than welcome to go off and do that on your own page.
Yeah.
And someone comes back, why? So we can get abused by every woman on here.
Like
stop.
Was it a real person? Like,
yeah.
Ah, stop.
Yeah. Okay, you can do that.
Okay,
I'm not saying we shouldn't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where in my post it'd say, only shitty men.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just saying, that's what's happening right now. Girls are calling out shit men online. And men just have to always make it about them.
No, turning it back on themselves.
Always.
No.
Can't just take accountability.
No.
For anything.
My rant of the week is something that we spoke about the other week, actually. Mm. It was something really, really minor. When you sit down to do your makeup and you forget to wet your sponge.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
Oh, I hate it.
I just spray the setting spray on it.
I just use the dry, crispy, crying sponge.
I can hear your sponge from here.
Yeah, yeah. Not good on my face. I've done it a few times in the last few weeks. I sit down to do it and I'm just like, oh, I'm not getting back up again.
I know. Mine sounds like that one because I only have a bit of spray on it, so it's not really soft.
Yeah.
Dad was like, you're biting the nut off yourself.
No, but I hate little shit things like that. You sit down and just go, oh.
I know.
Or even just in general, if you go to sit down, you're doing something, you forget. I do it all the time when I make food in the kitchen and I go to sit down at the table and then I realise my phone's on the other side of the room and I'm just like,
or lazy. Losing your phone too. Pretty bad. I always lose my phone.
I always lose my vape.
I always make my Alexa find my phone.
Oh yeah, you were telling me that.
Tell her, Alexa, find my phone and it will ring your phone.
Really?
Yeah, but not with it on silent. You're fucked. Let's see where my iPhone
is. You have to connect it to your phone. You connect your Alexa to your phone, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't do that anyway.
I don't think so.
Oh.
We just use our Alexa for the radio in the kitchen. My dad is screaming at it. Alexa, play the radio.
Oh no, my phone says, oh, I don't know where it is anymore. It was in Algeria before.
The one that went missing. Yeah, I wonder where it is. Like, I wonder if someone using it.
Probably. Having a great time. They're not. My stuff is off though, thank God.
Is it?
Yeah.
So it's just a wiped phone now, like.
Yeah. But I do love. Sorry, I hate sitting down and forgetting something. Or really can't find something. That's really bad too.
I lose everything. My dad says I'm dangerous. Like, I either lose everything or I break everything. I'll touch something and I'll break it.
Same.
But then I'm also good on the other hand that I really love putting together IKEA stuff. Oh. I love sitting down and doing that.
Couldn't think of anything worse.
I should have been a builder.
Yeah, in your past life.
I really should have. I love that. Like, instructions and building something, putting something together and then seeing a final product of
it. I don't like how they have no words and the instructions. How am I supposed to know?
It's just pictures.
No. A, B, C, the screw A, screw B. What do you mean? Like,
I love it. And then you're left over low screws and you're going,
where were these meant to be?
Are these extra? Yeah, maybe they were just nice and gave me extra.
I would touch it and I just go,
the whole thing would just collapse.
I thought I lost my, Dana got me a bracelet. I thought I lost it and I was emailing hotels and all in Ibiza. Like, it was from Ibiza the time before that. And I found it yesterday. I was so happy.
Where did you find it?
In a little jewellery box that I just didn't think I even brought with me.
Oh,
well, I literally went,
I love that feeling.
Oh my God. Because I never find stuff I lose, ever.
No.
No. And I always leave stuff down. It gets me for some reason.
Remember the rings in the airport? That was really. Was it? The diamond ring.
This ring that I had to re-get.
Well,
new one now.
Someone has it in the airport and is loving it with your initials on the inside of it or something.
Crazy when people keep something that's not theirs.
I think the airport, they said, I'd love to go to one of them. The sales in the airport. I need to look it up. Like, how do you go to that?
Where it's in Ireland, though. I think it's only America.
I don't know. Surely. They can't just burn everything that they find in Dublin airport.
What would I look up? Unclaimed baggage, Dublin.
Yeah. What happens? Where does it go? Or lost property in the airport. Where does that go?
Dublin Airport.
Think of all the iPads and the laptops that get left behind and phones and.
True. Debunked scam ads falsely claim that Dublin Airport is clearing out lost luggage.
Oh.
Don't be fooled. Ads selling Dublin Airport lost luggage for €2 are fake.
Okay, so they don't. But then what do they do with it? Do they donate it maybe?
Maybe, yeah, maybe. Oh, shop unclaimed baggage. This is America though.
Oh. They love that in America. They do that with storage units, don't they?
Oh my God.
You can buy a storage unit.
I used to love that show.
Oh, yeah. Storage Wars.
Yeah, and they'd be looking. You're not allowed to go in, but they'd be looking in the back to see if something was sticking
and
out.
And you bid on it.
Oh no, sorry. This website is like, you don't buy the case, you buy the stuff that was in the case.
Don't know how I feel about that. Are they sandals?
They were. Guess sandals. $18. Fendi. $500. They got them for free.
And they've been worn by someone else. What do you mean?
I feel bad that that should be on someone's foot who owned it. And now it's on this website. Selling them for fucking. Imagine you've lost it when you go onto that website and it's just there.
And you see your
stuff. And you have to rebuy it. Scam. If you have any rants or you agree with ours or any little story times about rants that you've had, let us know. You can email us on homeordrink@goloudnow.com or also follow us on Instagram @homeordrinkpod. We hit the 30k mark, actually.
Woo!
And we're nearly at 31.
Are we?
Yeah.
Girl, we're flying up that rank.
I know. So happy. Because we couldn't get 30. We were on 29.9 for ages, sorry. But then we realised it was because the episodes hadn't come out yet that we were asking people to follow us.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we were checking.
We were like, what?
Yeah, not what's even going one? On?
Yeah, that's what happened there. If I Was You is where we get to give you a very honest and raw advice about what we do if we were you. We can't sit on the fence and we can't give maybes or ifs or buts. We have to tell exactly how we feel and exactly how we would do if we were in your situation. All these have sent into our email address. It's homeidrinkatgoloudnow.com and this is the only way we take in suggestions for the segment. So not your DMs and stuff. The best place is
the email.
Yeah. So this one is... Hi girls, I absolutely adore the podcast and have been to see twice live and I really could do with some advice from two queens I idolise.
Stop that now.
Oh, so long story short, I'm with my boyfriend almost 4 years and a couple months ago I found out he cheated on me in college. As time went on, more stories came to light from him himself about other girls as he said the guilt was eating him alive and he had to tell me the truth. I have to admit he really didn't seem himself and it was obvious he was upset about the situation. Fast forward to now, I chose to stay and try to make it work and he's truly been the boyfriend I've always wanted and naturally I really do love him. However, I can't seem to shake the betrayal from my mind. All my heart wants is to be with him and be able to forgive him, but I'm really struggling and wondering if I'll ever be able to forgive and forget what has happened. I'd love to hear any advice you have. I also have to say the situation is particularly hard because I've chosen not to tell any of my friends any of the situation in case they judge him as a bad person or me a fool for staying. Maybe they would be right, but it's not an easy situation to try to navigate and I truly don't feel they'd understand. Love you always, queens. Thank you for lighting up my day on the pod.
Oh, my heart's
I know, love you.
Thing that jumps out to me first is that you're not telling your friends.
Yeah.
That's always kind of, even if it's just one friend, you don't have to inform all of your friends on things.
Yeah.
But I think the fact that you're holding that in yourself and not telling your friends, you know yourself. It's like you don't want to say to them because you don't want to hear their answer.
Also to protect him that she's saying is like,
yeah.
Doesn't want them to be like,
why are you putting his feelings in front of yours?
Yeah. I think that's not healthy to bottle that up.
No.
Because you're dealing with it all alone.
Yeah. You'll end up resenting him. You'll end up like...
It's going to be much harder. I think if you're going to go down the route of forgiving him, because I know that works for people.
You need to release it off your chest.
Yeah. It needs to be given to someone else. Yeah.
No matter is that a real thing that you say? Like, share the burden.
Yeah. A problem shared is a problem halved.
That's it. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. So if you kind of tell your closest bestie, at least then it's someone, regardless, even if they give you advice or tell you what to do, it's someone to lean on if you need to just talk about it and like turn to it kind of.
Yeah, and the power of saying something aloud. Because sometimes like if I'm annoyed about something and it's in me and it reminds me of like a washing machine. It just keeps coming back up and it might go away for a sec. Then it spins
again.
And then it's like, once you say it, it actually gets out.
You just release it.
A little, even if it's a little bit of like upset and anger. So I think either way, you have to tell someone if you're on a forgive them or not. But I think there's probably a point where you might not be able to forgive them.
Yeah.
And have to be like...
Well, like I wonder, did this happen 4 years ago? Is that the gist I'm getting off of kind of like...
No, a couple of months ago she found out.
Oh yeah, but did it happen? Like, that's what I'm thinking. Like, how far? Not that that makes any difference if it was last week or fucking 5 years ago. But I wonder, like, how long she's been. So she only found out a couple of months ago, and then he decided to kind of confess himself.
So he. Something more. Did he say it, or did he tell her the other stories? I don't think understand.
I think he told her.
He
other
told
stories.
Her everything.
I think, and I've said it before, that if you really don't think you'll ever get over it and you'll always bring it back up and you'll always make it a point of an argument or like you'll always hold that little niggle in the back of your head of that bit of resentment and frustration, I can't see you getting past that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you do want to try and work past, like I wonder has she tried to actually fully work past it and like... You're in a good place now. Do you dwell on what happened kind of thing? I don't know. It's these are sticky ones.
It's so hard not to when you're pissed off at something that
I know.
Bring it up.
So easy.
Yeah. When you have
just
that
a good
thing.
One to throw back. Yeah.
But then it's like, it's not standing up for the person, but it's like when you do choose to forgive someone, you have to forgive and like not
it's like, is it?
You have to forgive me.
I'm not thinking this in a cheating situation because I'm like, but say in a different situation.
Yeah, just think of it as like an argument.
Think about an argument. Like when you say you're forgiving them, it's not really fair to keep bringing it up every time.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's going to be, God, a certain period where, probably a long time where you bring it up, but there has to get a stage. If you're choosing to forgive,
you have to.
Like
you have to say what you're doing, you're forgiven.
Yeah. But also then it's like to forgive and not forget.
Yeah, I don't get that. Okay, no. Not forget and be cautious going forward, that's fine. But if you are going to forgive it, get over the situation kind of.
Yeah, to not, like, maybe not
bring it up.
Bring it up.
But then hold it against
them. But if you're angry enough to always need to bring it up, then you shouldn't be with them.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay.
If you're feeling that much where, like, you can't not bring it up, it's really pisses you off. Like, when he's out, you're paranoid and you're angry for no reason. You're angry at him for little things that you wouldn't have been before. Like, that's maybe that's a sign that you shouldn't be forgiving him and shouldn't be with him. Because does he deserve your forgiveness?
Mm.
That's debatable in the first place.
She did say he is being the best boyfriend I've always wanted and she does love him. So, what would you do?
I would tell a friend, because I think once you say it out loud of your outside of your head, you might even be, when you're saying it, you might be like, wait, why am I with him or something?
Mm.
Or like a new idea will come to light. Because if I've gone to therapy, like I sometimes talk myself out of a situation because I'm talking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait,
hang on.
Now that I say it, I'm like, there's that in my head. Like, so I think talking about it will give you not only a friend's perspective and advice. Go to someone you trust, first of all, is not going to be like, fuck him. Like, you need someone who's going to be level headed and be like, right, we need to like figure it out. But I think that will really give you your decision. And I think if you can't forget about it, it's still annoying you and it's really still making you angry and you can't stop bringing it up, then I wouldn't be with
him. Yeah.
Because it's not good for
either of
you. Yeah. It's not good for your head at all.
No.
But I love you. And remember that you are a queen.
Yes.
So you need to be treated like that.
Mm-hmm.
You can send your dilemma or first world problem or rant into homodrink@goloudnow.com. That was our bonus episode for today.
That's us, birds.
That's us. New episodes of Homodrink Extra Juice come out every Monday and our main episodes are out on Wednesdays. Thank you so much to Ponies for sponsoring this episode. Don't forget to check out the Rita Ora Summer 24 collection in your nearest Pennies or Primark store now. And make sure to like, rate, and subscribe to the podcast on whatever podcast platform you listen to right now.
Please.
We actually have loads of reviews.
Written reviews?
No, you can't write.
Yeah, like, I was going to say.
We have like 5,000 reviews. 4.2K reviews. And we have 4.8 stars.
Aww. Love yous, birds. Nice.
Oh, look.
Thank you.
What the heck is that?
Why does it look like TikTok?
30K people have liked our podcast.
You just unliked it anyway. Charlene doesn't even like her own podcast.
Oh my God, that's mad. Aww.
So cute.
Okay, well, talk to you soon, birds.
We love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.